Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish the second parak and begin the third parak of Maseches Beitzah. So we are holding at Parak Bey's Mishnah Yud. So we're going to talk about the halachos of a child's wagon that he would use as a toy. So it has various halachos, tumma, muktzah, malacha, different halachos that we have to discuss relating to a little wagon that a baby will wheel around. So agola shel katan tumei midras, a child's toy wagon is subject to tumas midras. It becomes an avatar if a child sits in it when he is a zav, because it's made for a kid to sit in it. Meaning the halacha is, when it comes to midras, is that a zav anida can be metame something, betumas midras, if it's meant to be sat on. So the wagon is meant to be sat on, because kids wheel each other around in their wagons. V'nitalos b'shabbos, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, meaning it's a kli, it's not muktzah. V'ein negreres ela al gabe kelim, but you're not allowed to drag it on dirt on Shabbos. You're only allowed to drag it over kelim that cover the ground, because otherwise it will make a furrow in the earth, and that's going to be a malacha of choresh. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol kelim ein negrarin, anything that's heavy, a chair, a table, benches, you're not allowed to drag directly over the ground, because it'll be a violation of choresh. Chutz min agala, mnei shi koveshes. But a wagon is different, because a wagon doesn't make a furrow in the ground, it just presses the ground. Meaning, whereas when you plow, the ground is lifted up and moved over to the side, when you wheel a wagon on the ground, it just presses down on the ground, and that's not going to be considered a violation of the malacha of Charisha. Now we move on to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So this Perek is going to talk about that which you need to do in order to have meat for Yom Tov. So you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, but not all malacha so much for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. So we're going to talk about the malacha of Tseda, of trapping different animals for Yom Tov. So in sudden dogim min habevarin be Yom Tov, you're not allowed to trap fish from a fish pond on Yom Tov, because it's a malach of tzedi. You're not allowed to do that even for the sake of ochel nefesh, just like you're not allowed to harvest even for the sake of ochel nefesh. The Torah only allows doing that, those malachos that are normally done as you're involved in the food preparation, but things that are done far in advance of the food preparation, you're not allowed to do for the sake of ochel nefesh. So tzeda is included in that iser. You're not allowed to put food in a fish pond, because they could find what to eat on their own in the pond. So you're not allowed to feed the animals, because it's a tircha. You say it's an unnecessary tircha. So that's why when people go to tashlich and they drop bread in the water to feed the fish, that is improper, right? You're not supposed to feed the fish when you don't typically feed the fish and they don't rely on you for their food. If you have a fish tank at home and the fish do rely on you for their food, then you're allowed to feed the fish on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're obligated to before you eat, just like you have to feed any pet before you... that's actually debatable whether that applies to fish or not. It's machlokas, whether the iser of eating before you feed your pets relates to the fact that they'll get jealous by watching you, or just to teach you good midos, that you take care of those things that you're in charge of. If it's because they'll get jealous, the fish won't get jealous, they won't see you eating. But if it's about just the musar shabo of taking care of that which relies on you, so then you probably do have to feed the fish. But anyway, that's beyond the scope of what we're supposed to be doing here. So you're not supposed to feed the animals that don't rely on you for their food. Aval tzadin chayev ha'of min ha'bevarin. But you're allowed to trap wild animals like deer and birds from small enclosures where they were put in there before Yom Tov, because they're considered pre-trapped already. They're in these bevarin already when Yom Tov started, so they've already been trapped. V'nosnul fe'amazonos. And you're also allowed to feed them, because they don't have their own independent source of food. They rely on you for their food. He says you have to further define what bevarin are. Not all bevarin are the same as far as the halacha of taking an animal from the bevarin. Any animal that still needs further trapping, you're not allowed to take on Yom Tov. And any animal that does not need further trapping, you're allowed to take from the bevarin. Meaning, if you could just grab it in a single lunge, so then that's not a violation of trapping something. But if you're going to have to chase it around for a while before you're able to get it, so then that's going to be considered to be a violation of the malacha of tzeda. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Beis Mishnah Yod, we learned that a child's wagon is Tamei Medras, and that it's not Mukta, and that you're not allowed to drag it, according to the Tanakhami, you're not allowed to drag it on the, roll it on the directly on the ground, because it's going to be Choresh. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to drag a heavy Kalim on the ground, but a child's wagon, you are allowed to roll on the ground, because it's not Choresh, it just presses down the dirt. And then Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we said, you're not allowed to trap fish from an enclosure on Yom Tov, and you're also not allowed to feed the fish because they have their own means of feeding themselves. However, you are allowed to trap a chaya or an oaf from an enclosure where it's already been trapped, and you're allowed to feed them because they don't have an independent way of getting their own food. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, well, you have to take a look at what kind of beivarin we're talking about. If it's an enclosure that would require further trapping, then you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. But if you could just go grab it in a single lunge, then you are allowed to do that on Yom Tov. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Beis.